Come on, lift your hands to heaven and get a drink. Ah, fill, fill, fill. Saturate, saturate, and saturate. Feel the cleansing of the blood wash, the refreshing and filling of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, yes, the electricity of refresh. It's recharge. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Yeah. Yes. Now, Papa, while we have these hands up, finish the healing in your people. Break the yokes. Yes. And reposition us into our first love, which is you. Now grant us illumination and revelation through your word, feeding our spirit, man, converting our soul, and crucifying our flesh. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Psalm 15, please. Psalm 15. Somebody there? In verse 1, let's speak it. Lord, who may abide in your house or in your tabernacle? In your house or in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? Now, this is powerful. When you really think about house, you know, we are called the house, and then there's the house of God. There's the, and then there, if you look in some of the, during the nights and stuff like that, they always had things that were called the house of lords, the house of this, the house of that. It was associated with families or organizations or bloodlines. They were known as the house of. You and I are now are known as the house of the Lord. We are from the tribe of Judah. And I get many people because I look Indian. Sometimes I'll be standing in line checking out, and somebody will come up to me, hey, man, what tribe are you from? I'll say, Judah. I say, what? But they don't get it. But, you know, in reality, we are from the house of truth. You know, when the Lord began to, when the Lord said, I want you to start a ministry called True Ministries, he said, because this is going to be the house of truth. And everything, because I met the truth. I met him. I love truth. We're to decree truth, live truth, eat truth. That's supposed to be our life. That's our food. Everything's about truth. So now, in an identity reality check, we are actually supposed to be the house of truth. We are to be the house of truth. Does everybody understand that? So when we see the word temple or tabernacle is associated with house, it says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may abide in your home, in your house? And who may dwell in your holy hill? What does he say? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks what? The truth in his heart. In other words, he's speaking truth because he's thinking truth. Everything that person that's dwelling in the house of truth, and the house of truth is everything is associated and connected with truth, no matter what it is. We compare everything with truth. Has everybody got it? In verse 3, he says, he who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. He whose eyes a vile person is what? Despised, because a vile person isn't walking in truth. Amen? But he honors those who fear the Lord. Those who fear the Lord are living in the house of truth, because they're the house of truth. He who swears by his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. How many of y'all want to never be moved? In other words, be deceived, be manipulated. We don't want, why? See, many people in the world, because they're not known as the house of truth, they're living in a house of truth or associated with the house of truth, are living a deceptive lie. It's a deceptive lie. They have no identity. And that's one of the things we always share about, that the enemy always wants to steal your identity. And he's going to steal your identity by replacing it with something false. That's why the word warns us that there'd be false prophets, false teachers, and all kinds of things, that there'll be those with itchy ears. People will turn from the doctrine of truth and turn to other doctrines and fables. Why? Because they're not abiding in the house of truth. Amen? We abide in the house of truth. Truth is in our heart. The voice of truth compares all other voices. I'm going to say that again. The voice of truth compares all other voices. In Psalm 51. Psalm 51, verse 5 and 6. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Behold, I was brought forth in what? Iniquity, in sin. And in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth. Where? In the inward parts, in your soul. And in the hidden part, you will make me to know what? Wisdom. So you and I were brought in a life of sin, deception, and lies. This is the life that we were born into. A life of sin, deception, and lies. But he desires truth in our inward parts. In other words, there is a replacement always happening in your life. It never stops. It's a truth replacement. Things that you thought were true at one time, you realize were not. Things that you bet your life on, you realize were wrong. So there's always a replacement. And you will find that we're always, it's a truth replacement for the rest of our life in this realm. People that you believe who knew the truth, you're going to find out who they really didn't. And you're going to find that in the world, because they're not living or abiding in the house of truth, they abide in the house of lies. They abide in the house of deception. It's actually known as the house of bondage. Amen? So again, you and I were brought in a life of sin, deception, and lies, but the Lord desires a truth replacement in our inward parts of the soul. And this cooperation will make us to know wisdom. Wisdom comes by cooperating. You ask for wisdom, but you must have a cooperation with the Spirit so that wisdom is released. In Deuteronomy chapter 5. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Is everybody there? In verse 6, let's speak it together. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the what? House of bondage. Again, Egypt is associated with the world. That's a world system. It's actually called a Babylonian system, but it's associated with Egypt. It's known as the house of bondage. So the world is under the house of bondage. Amen? Okay. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. His commandments are truth. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord for your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant or your female servant may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath, which is a day of rest for acknowledgement. It's not one specific day. For me and you, the Lord, he is the Lord of the Sabbath. For me and you, it should be every day. Has everybody got it? We acknowledge him every day. Why? Because we rest and lean on him. In verse 16, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. These words the Lord spoke to all of your assembly in the mountain from the midst of the fire and the cloud and the thick darkness with a loud voice. And he added no more. And he wrote them on tablets of stone and gave them to me. So the Lord brought us out of the house of life of bondage. And where did he put us? In the house of truth. Into the house of truth which brings freedom. In Ezekiel 36. See, the world really has no respect for truth. There is no respect for truth at all. People will lie to protect themselves, not recognizing that most of the time they believe their own lies. You know, I'll give you an example. I was dealing with an individual that we were going to get a transmission. He was going to build a transmission for us and put it in. And the transmission was going to be $600. And he said, well, I'll send it out and then they'll put it in and that would be $600. Well, the guy held onto our car for 3 weeks. So I finally called and said, man, what's going on? What's happening? This, that, whatever. He said, well, man, I'm having a hard time taking this transmission out. I said, well, then I'll find someone else to take it out. Just sell me the transmission that you rebuilt and I'll find someone else to do it. He said, well, that's a good idea. I said, okay. So I communicate with him again to pick up the car. And I said, okay, so I'll pick up the transmission. He said, well, the transmission is going to be $750. I said, well, that's $150 more. He said, well, because I'm not pulling it out or putting it in. I'm thinking, you lie. And the only thing I could say to him is, you lost my trust. I'll just take the car. Now I can't trust you for even rebuilding the transmission. But again, this is the world system. There is no honor of truth whatsoever. None. They lie to protect themselves. And you and I should not be a part of that type of life anymore. That's not supposed to be a part of our life. We don't lie to protect ourselves. We tell the truth to expose ourselves. Amen. Praise God. In Ezekiel 36, in verse 22. Now, I want you to know that, to my understanding, this person proclaimed to be religious, but he was religious. The problem, I don't know what house he was abiding in, but it wasn't the house of truth. It was the house of religion. I think of something strange. Doctrine that they believe they can just lie to get away with it, you know. Must have been Muslim or something like that. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 36, 22. Is everybody there? Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. Now, when he speaks of Israel, he speaks of us also. In verse 23, I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am what? Hallowed in you before their eyes. In other words, when I am honored, respected, and when truth is honored and respected. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean, and I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all of your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I'll take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and do what? Cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And Hebrews 8. So there was a covenant promise that we would be born of the Spirit. We would get a new heart, we would get a new spirit, and God would give us His Spirit and cause us to walk in truth, cause us to obey truth. In Hebrews chapter 8. In verse 10, is everybody there? Amen. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my what? My laws, my commands, my truth in your what? In your mind. And will write them in their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This was a covenant promise that God would do to a born-again, spirit-filled believer. He would put truth in them, and they would become the house of truth. Is everybody okay? John chapter 2. So our promotion then, we do not promote ourselves, we promote truth, don't we? John chapter 2 and verse 13. Again, we are in such a time where, I mean, you got lying news anchors. There's just so much lie out there. It's incredible. People are just lying like it's okay. There is no respect to truth. There is no honor to truth. It's incredible. It's getting worse. And it's amazing in how it's happening in the body of Christ also. There's just no respect to truth in so many areas. Because truth is being replaced with deception and lies and greed and everything else. And that's what the enemy likes to do. And John chapter 2 and verse 13. Let's read it. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple, the house, those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and money changers, doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up. A house of merchandise. In other words, a house of merchandise is a representation of a house of self. It's a house of self. It's a house of manipulation, deception, and greed. Jesus went in there to expose. He was removing it. He said, my house is not to be a house of thieves or a den of thieves, but it's supposed to be a house of truth, a house of prayer. So when you and I come into the kingdom, one of the things that God begins to do is remove all the deception. He starts kicking tables over in your life. And some of us have nailed those tables so they can't kick over. But it's time to unscrew them and pull out the nails so they can get tipped over, pulled over, because eventually it will be exposed or will hinder us from growing and maturing. And again, the world is the house of merchandise. It's a house of self. It's manipulation, deception, and greed. Jesus was driving these personalities out and replacing them with truth. Again, this truth replacement is constant. It's constant. You will always, every day of your life until you go home, you will find that there will be an area that God is trying to replace truth and remove deception. Remove a lie. Remember, a stronghold is nothing but a memory lie. He's trying to remove them. You know, there's so many parts of our belief system that's flawed. In parts of our life, we were brought up with it. There's still things that people still believe that are wrong. People still don't believe in tongues. People still don't believe in casting out devils. They don't believe that you can all pray in tongues in one location. They have no understanding of certain things because of their flawed belief system prevents them from even receiving. They're not willing to exchange deception for truth. It's a constant replacement. People don't believe that you can be healed. In John 14, people believe that it's wrong to prosper. I remember seeing this guy on TV, and he said he'd taken a vow to poverty. I said, what an idiot. What kind of example is that for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to take a vow of poverty? You got to be stupid. But that's that religious false doctrines. Take a vow of poverty. How are you going to feed someone? Were you going to be a beggar the rest of your life? That's not how God called it. He said he came to bring us life and life abundantly. And he does far above all we could ever ask or think. In fact, he delights in your prosperity. So what the snap? It's amazing to me. John 14. They believe horoscopes? Ouija boards? Man, they can't wait to go to the Chinese restaurant to open up that fortune cookie. And I'm telling you, you read it, you cursed. You bring a curse on yourself for reading those things. You already know your future. You don't need some cookie to tell you. The cookie spoke to me. They're going to call you Cookie. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 16. Glory. And Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you for when? Forever, unless you throw him out. The Spirit of what? Truth. And who is the Spirit of truth? He's the Holy Spirit. That's why he's called holy. It's actually holy truth. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot what? Receive. They can't receive the Holy Spirit. They can't receive the Spirit of truth. They can't receive it. It's impossible for them to have it unless they accept Jesus. So the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. You. So you might get frustrated sometimes when you're out there trying to tell someone the truth and they're just like, duh. You know, hard-hearted and reap. They just can't get it. And you'll find that even people that are so-called believers, they can't receive certain things because they don't have the Spirit of truth in them to interpret what is right, what's wrong, what's clean, unclean, what's pleasing to God or displeasing to God. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive. Only those in Christ, the house of truth. Amen? John 16. John 16, verse 12. And Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you just ain't going to get it. You cannot bear them. Why? Because they did not have the Holy Spirit yet. Again, it's the Holy Spirit of truth that does interpretation. He interprets the word for you. However, when he, the Spirit of what? Truth has come, he will what? Guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. How would you like to know what's getting ready to happen before it happens? Well, he'll do that. He'll let you know things that are going to happen before they even happen. And that doesn't make you a psychic. Hello? It doesn't make you a soothsayer or whatever, or medium. It's the Holy Spirit bringing you things of truth. Has everybody got it? It says, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So everything that that God has, he's trying to declare to me and you, because it's truth. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Again, he interprets the heart, the mind, and the will of God to guide me and you, the house of truth, and he tells us things to come. That's why he's called Holy Spirit, but it's actually holy truth. How many of y'all know the truth of God is all holy? Everything of God is holy. It's sanctified. It's pure. It's love. It's light. 1 Corinthians 6. Everyone say, I am the house of truth. That is an honor. That is a blessing. And it's something that must be maintained and upkept. 1 Corinthians 6, 15, please. Let's speak it. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple or the house of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. You were bought, at a price. Therefore glorify God in your house, your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. Again, as the temple of the Holy Spirit, we are known as the house of truth. 1 Peter chapter 2. The house of truth. Some of us need to get a sign that says open on it, you know, that blinks. Open. 1 Peter chapter 2. In verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Okay, we'll start at verse 1. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah! Snapping. Verse 1, let's speak it. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also are, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, in other words, a house of truth, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, you who believe, he is precious, but those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people but are now a people of God. Had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you, sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." Why? Because we are the house of truth. Spiritual house, chosen by God to be his house. Amen. Psalm 92. In verse 12, it says, "The righteous shall what? Flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord are known as the house of the truth." So we can see here that truth is going to flourish you. It's going to grow you. And those who are planted in the house of truth shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. And they shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. So truth will be planted. Truth will be planted in us and we will become the house of truth. We will flourish. God will grant you favor. And everyone, all things are going to work to the good. No matter what's going on. You continue to allow truth to dictate your life and your decisions. Everything will work to the good. No matter what's happened and no matter what you've done. Amen? 1 John chapter 4. Because so many people are still bound by their past. Guilt and condemnation. And First John chapter 4 and verse 4. 4 through 6. Let's speak it. "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Now, he who is in you, who's he? He's the Spirit of truth. Amen? He's the Spirit of truth. He is. Why? Because truth is light. Truth is power. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Truth is holy. So the truth in me and you is greater than the lies and deceptions and manipulations in the world. Has everybody got that? Are you ready? Verse 5. "They are of the world, therefore they" what? "Speak as of the world, and the world hears them." So don't be upset when they don't hear you. First of all, you can't even, they don't understand your language because your language is truth. You speak a different language now. You are a different person. Again, we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of what? Truth and the spirit of error. Wow. House of truth speaks of truth. The world speaks of self. Matthew 5. We are doing a reality check. Matthew 5:13. Is everybody there? Let's start at verse 11. "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the what? Salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its flavor or loses its truth, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Wow. Salt. Now let me share something about salt. Salt is associated with truth. There's three levels of salt. There's three characters. There's three things that salt does. The first thing it does is sting. You ever put salt on something? Or you have an open cut or whatever it may be? Man, salt stings. So everybody got it. How many of y'all know truth stings? It stings. The second thing salt does is heal. And the third thing salt does is preserve. So I want you to know he's talking about truth that stings, truth that heals, and truth that preserves. And because we are the house of truth, that's why he calls you and I the salt, the light. It is vitally important that we grab hold of this reality of our identity. Because we are the house of truth. Not only the house of the temple of God and the house of God, but we are the house of truth. Truth for you should be everything. It should be vitally important. Not manipulation. Not self-exaggeration. Amen? Not lawlessness. Not pride. Not arrogance. We're always promoting truth, no matter what it is. In 1 Timothy chapter 3. We live, we eat, we breathe, and we speak truth. Or else you're not the house of truth. Amen? Amen. Glory. Partial truth is not sufficient. That's why they ask people, tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Yeah. Then they lie anyways, right? I think that's why they took the Bible out of there. Because they lied anyways. First Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourselves in the house of God, or the house of truth, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, and believed on in the world, received up in glory. Go to the next 4:1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will what? Depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Is that happening? Oh my goodness. Incredibly. Incredibly. Remember, we talked about that we are in a generation of selfie generation. Everything's about self. And I want to close at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Glory. Starting at verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. You know, that's why it's important that we repent for unfulfilled vows. You might have said something and made a mistake. That's why we repent every day for unfulfilled vows. You told someone you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, even though something happens, even though it wasn't your fault. We lied. Somebody get it? Well, I'll be there at 10. Well, you didn't get there till 10:30. You lied. This is how the enemy accesses us. Because we just shrug it off thinking, oh, that's all. I didn't really mean it. I didn't mean to run that red light. That's why we repent. Lord, forgive me every day for any unfulfilled vow, anything that I said that I didn't do. Does everybody get it? Because that will disqualify you as a house of truth. We want to stay sanctified, separated. Amen? Whatever it is, anything that you said you were going to do and didn't do, you make sure you bring it to the Lord and you repent for it. That's all it is. You put it under the blood. Amen? Verse 1, let's speak it. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your what? Sanctification. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Listen, are you going to know how to possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor if you're not living a life of truth? No way. You won't reject evil. You'll pet it. You won't depart from it. You'll participate in it. You'll be a man pleaser instead of a God pleaser. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarn you and testify. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit or his holy truth. Amen? Vitally important. I just really believe the Spirit just impressed the reality as not only a reality of check of who we are, but a self-examination. Are we actually living, speaking, eating the truth? Are we a house of truth or are we a den of thieves? Are we found in deception? Are we greedy? Do we labor for ourselves or do we labor for him? Amen? What does the word say? It says that only God can build the house. If the Lord builds the house, we're blessed. Amen? But if we build the house and labor in vain, then we're not a house of truth. So let's maintain a house of truth every single day. Bring self-examination. That whatever we're doing, God may be glorified, not us. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. I ask tonight, Lord, that this seed be imparted to your people and that it be protected by the blood, that it would grow and bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said amen.